Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of By a Spider's Thread by Laura Lippman, narrated by Barbara Rosenblatt. This book is copyrighted 2004 by Laura Lippman. This recording is copyrighted 2004 by Recorded Books. The author opens this book with the following two quotes. The first is a Yiddish proverb: "If God lived on earth, people would knock out all his windows." The second is a Talmudic proverb: "Evil inclination is at first as slender as a spider's thread, and then strong as rope." And now, By a Spider's Thread.
September. They were in one of the I states when Zeke told Isaac he had to ride in the trunk for a little while. Zeke announced this new plan in what Isaac thought of as his fakey voice, big and hollow, with too much air in it. This was the voice Zeke used whenever Isaac's mother was nearby. He used a very different one when she couldn't hear. "You brought this on yourself, buckaroo," Zeke said, securing the suitcases to the roof of the car, then making a nest in the center of the trunk. When Isaac just stared at the space that had been created, not sure what Zeke wanted him to do, Zeke picked him up under the arms, swinging him into the hole, as if Isaac weighed nothing at all. "See? Plenty of room." "Put down a blanket," Isaac's mother said. But she didn't object to the trunk idea, didn't say it was wrong or that she wouldn't allow it. She didn't even mind that Zeke had stolen the blanket from the motel room. She just stood there with Penina.